From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. U.S. National Security Advisor Susan Rice has met in Islamabad with Pakistan's prime minister and other top officials to discuss terrorism as well as other issues. Ahead of the talks, U.S. State Department officials said the meetings would include discussions on terrorist and militant attacks emanating from Pakistani soil. After Rice met with Pakistan Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif Sunday in Islamabad, the Pakistani leader's office said little about the content of the talks, noting that they focused on matters of bilateral interest as well as the future of Pakistan-U.S. relations. The interior ministers of Britain, France, and Germany have called for a special meeting of European Union interior and justice ministers within the next 2 weeks to deal with the continent's escalating migrant crisis. The ministers said in a statement Sunday that they want to find concrete steps to solve the growing migrant dilemma. Meanwhile, Austrian police on Saturday pulled three children near death from dehydration from a van packed with 26 Syrian as well as South Asian refugees Saturday near the German border. Five men suspected of involvement in the deaths of 71 migrants found in a truck Thursday in Austria were ordered to be held by a Hungarian court. Australian Al Jazeera journalist Peter Gresty said Sunday that the sentences handed down to him and his two colleagues on Saturday were politically motivated. He said Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi has now the opportunity to undo that injustice and pardon the three journalists. An Egyptian court found all three journalists, Gresty, Canadian national Mohamed Fahmy, and the Egyptian Bara Mohamed, guilty of supporting the banned Muslim Brotherhood and sentenced them to 3 years in prison. VOA News. Another U.S. Senator, Democrat Jeff Merkley from the state of Oregon, declared his support Sunday for the international accord to bar Iran from building a nuclear weapon. Merkley became the 31st senator to say that he will vote next month in favor of the pact, moving President Barack Obama closer to the mathematical certainty that the deal will take effect. The deal was brokered by the United States and five other world powers. It calls for international monitoring of Tehran's nuclear program, while the United Nations and Western sanctions that have hobbled Iran's economy would be lifted. Tens of thousands of Japanese gathered near Parliament in Tokyo Sunday to protest legislation that would authorize the military to fight abroad for the first time since World War II. In one of the largest protests in Japan in recent years, crowds chanted no war and Abe quit as a number of police tried to maintain order. The Tokyo protest was one of hundreds planned across Japan against Prime Minister Shinzo Abe's security policy and plan to modify the nation's post-war pacifist constitution's military constraints. Police in Thailand arrested a suspect Saturday in connection with the bombing early this month that killed 20 people. There were some indications that documents found on the suspect that he might be from Turkey, but as VOA Steve Herman reports, there's no official word on the country of origin for the suspect.
Obviously, because of the stack of what appear to be real or fake Turkish passports, there's a lot of speculation that the individual is Turkish, and one of the passports with his photograph, and the passport appears to be fake, I should hasten to add, also lists a Turkish name. But the authorities have identified him as a foreign man. They have not confirmed that he is indeed Turkish.
And that is VOA's Steve Herman in Bangkok. Health officials in Sierra Leone Sunday confirmed an Ebola death less than a week after the country's last known patient was discharged from a hospital. Samples from the body of a 67-year-old woman who died recently in Cambia District in the country's north came back positive for the disease, according to the chief medical examiner, Dr. Brima Kargbo. Last Monday, the last known Ebola patient was released from a hospital in Sierra Leone. It was a milestone that allowed the West African nation to begin a 42-day countdown toward being declared free of Ebola transmission. Officials in Afghanistan say National Security Forces Sunday reestablished government control over a key district in the southern province of Helmand days after bloody clashes with Taliban insurgents. The offensive to retake Musa Qala was backed by NATO-led airstrikes. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.